Tuesday 29, December 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church, which is located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We are in Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 12, and that speaks of laying the foundations for many generations. And we are seeing in the first several verses of this chapter and the verses from 13 on in chapter 58 of Isaiah that if we're going to lay the right kind of foundation, we're going to have the right kind of lives. And the Bible speaks about that which is inwardly being certainly more important than that which is outwardly. These people had an outward testimony. They were observing the ordinances, but they had problems in their heart. They were fasting for the wrong reasons. They were not observing the Lord's day, the Sabbath day, rather. They were not observing it. And so they were questioning God, why aren't you answering our prayers? Why aren't you doing what we're asking you to do? And God said, your problem is not without. You're basically keeping the outside. You're doing pretty good with that. I'm paraphrasing that. But he said, your problem is with the inside. And that has just brought me time and again now in this study to think about Ezekiel chapter 8 and how God took Ezekiel into the very heart of the temple, into the holy places, and showed him where the problem was. It lay with the leadership and what was going on in their hearts and lives. Not the problems on the outside. They were taking care of keeping the outward appearance of the law, but their heart was far from God. Father, do bless us now. Lord, as the songwriter wrote, oft time we are prone to wander, prone to leave the God we love. Here's our heart, O take and seal it. Seal it far, thy courts above. Oh, that we be true to thee, and Lord, that we be changed from the inside out. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. One of the reasons we're having so many problems in our society that are not solved, people are going after the symptoms and not the cause. You know, you can swat mosquitoes all you want if you have got malarial mosquitoes or maybe some other type of mosquito or some other type of disease that's being carried by mosquitoes. But until you deal with the pond, the water where those mosquitoes are breeding, you're not going to really stop the mosquito bite. You're not going to stop the epidemic. And as long as we just deal with the outside, if we just deal with the appearance, dear friend, we're never going to get down to the heart of the matter. And as somebody said, the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. I don't know who coined that. I'd be glad to give them the credit. But it is certainly true that the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. And God said, now you preach to my people. You cry aloud. You spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression and the house of David their sins. Now I want to go with you over to Ezekiel chapter 8. If you have your Bibles, I know many of you are traveling and many of you do not have access to your Bible, so listen along with us. Ezekiel was one of the prophets that God had sent him to preach to his people. The people, most of them were at this time in captivity, and God had sent Ezekiel to preach to them. So I'm going to have to read this rather rapidly, and for those of you not familiar with this scripture, I apologize if we move through it too quickly. But there's some tremendous truths here for all of us, especially those of us who are pastors or deacons or teachers or bus workers or Christian school teachers or whoever we might be. Now, this is true for all of God's people, but especially those who are in positions of leadership, choir members and children's church workers and so forth. Chapter 8 of Ezekiel, and it came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I sat in mine house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell there upon me. Things are going to change now. God has laid his hand on Ezekiel. And let me tell you, my dear friend, this is exciting. We're beginning in verse 2 now. And then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his loins even downward fire. and from his loins even upward as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. And he put forth the form of an hand, and took me by the lock of mine head. And the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heaven, and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looketh toward the north, where was the seat which provoketh the jealousy. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. Remember, Ezekiel had seen this vision of the bright colored lights and the wheels that turned within the wheels and the cherubims with their wings and the four faces. And Ezekiel said, I recognize the glory of God here, just like I recognized it when he had called me. Then said he unto me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now the way toward the north. So I lifted up mine eyes the way toward the north, and behold, northward at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. What did he see? He saw an idol. He saw this image of jealousy that was at the entry. In other words, it was going to have to make the first impression in the house of God. This idol was, instead of the Lord God Jehovah, it would be this idol. He said furthermore unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do? Even the great abominations that the house of Israel committeth here, that I should go off far from the sanctuary? But turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. Well, he had seen all the idolatry that was going on, and God said, if you'll pardon my paraphrasing this, Ezekiel, I got more to show you. This is just the beginning of it. Verse 7, and he brought me to the door of the court. And when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. This would go in, I presume, into the holy place. Then said he unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, go in, and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things, an abominable beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. This was an area that the people didn't see out in their area. But here inside the house of God was every form of creeping things, an abominable beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. I'm telling you, dear friend, it's been serious all along, but is this not getting serious now? And watch this. And there stood before them 70 men. That was the Sanhedrin. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel. And by the way, these ancients were supposed to be godly, solid people that would oversee the work of God and that would lead them in the way that was right. 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel. And in the midst of them stood Jaazaniah, the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Well, what was the censers for? They put incense in them, and in the Old Testament, it was a form of worshiping God, of offering up prayers to God. But are they offering up prayers to God? Oh, no, dear friend. Listen to verse 12. Then said he unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say, the Lord seeth us not, the Lord hath forsaken the earth. Now this is as far as we're going to be able to get today, but in verse 13, he tells Ezekiel, you're going to see greater abominations than these. Started out in the court of the people with idolatry. I went into the Sanhedrin, and there they are, in the midst of idolatry. It's even painted on their walls. They are surrounded by idolatry. And yet God said, Son of man, I'm going to show you something worse than this. Now, we've got to close our broadcast for today, but you see where the problem was, dear friend. The main problem, the worst of it all, was in their leadership. And you know, the Bible says, holiness becometh thine house, O God, forever. And God help us, especially those of us who are to lead God's people, to seek to live a Christ-honoring life, a holy life. Sure, we have battles in the flesh every day of our life, sometime every hour of our life. But the Bible says, greater is he that's within us than he that is within the world. And I'm glad there's victory in our Lord Jesus Christ. God willing, we'll say more about this on the next broadcast. In the meantime, may the Lord be pleased to use us for his glory. Please join us next broadcast if you can.